All right, come up here to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's currently a new candy in development, a lollipop with a bone conductor that will play music in your head while you enjoy it.
Do you like that idea?
You know, I can understand why it's cool.
I like the idea in the sense that it can be done, but I don't know that that's a product I'd want. It'd be a novelty I try once, at least.
Right. I understand it.
And do we know what the music is, or is it something...
I don't know. I haven't really looked into it to the point to where I know, is it running your Spotify, or is it one of those... You remember those toothbrushes that had it where it would play whatever friggin' song? So I don't know if it's one of those where it's like it's a preloaded thing, or if we can attach something to it.
I wonder if the tech is going to be like, look, so these lollipops, they've been out for 3 years at this point. They're no longer exciting, but hey, we signed with Taylor Swift. So if you get the Swifty Pops, you know,
correct,
all of your God, favorite those things would frickin', they would sell out in a heartbeat. Yes, they would.
Swifty Pops.
Just eat the lollipop.
That's my thought. But, you know, if people can hear me. Well, my thing is, how much of the song do you get to? Because, like, if I have a blow pop, I'm trying to get to that nasty-ass gum in the middle.
So sure.
I'm taking that bitch down quick, so I'm only going to get a minute and a half of the song. But it's one of those kind of big, ugly ones.
Or is it like a Jawbreaker on a stick where you could actually listen to a whole album? Like, you just cut Dark Side of the Moon.
And try to suck that thing down. Yeah.
Boy, that would be a trip, dude.
That would be cool.
Just do a little bit of gardening and then grab one of those guys just listening to Dark Side. Like, wow.
Yeah, I just think lollipop is, if you're already enjoying it, give a kid a lollipop, they're already happy. Like, I just don't see the need for music.
Hey, look, man, I don't normally travel with music, say on the light rail. And everyone's got their headphones on or scrolling their phone. But instead of that, I just got a lollipop in my mouth and I'm rocking out. No headphones. Yeah.
Can't hear a thing you're saying. Get a lollipop.
Right.
Sorry, man, I can't hear you. I'm sucking on a musical lollipop.
Sometimes the light rail, I'm not even listening to anything. I just leave my headphones in.
I've done that on the bus many times just so people don't talk. And the one time I did have them, I'm kind of blasting music. This guy sits down next to me, no big deal. Taps my leg. I pull the headphones off. I assume he needs something or whatever. What are you listening to? My exact response was, quote, no. Put my headphones back on. Right. I'm like, really, man?
I don't know why that's a thing.
You're going to interrupt someone to ask them what they're listening to.
Right. This is not let's meet people. Go to the bar.
I'm wearing headphones, minding my business.
But wait, there's more. The FDA has approved a patch that men can adhere to and said mild electric shocks to the perineum.
The gooch?
Is that for sexual pleasure or is that just to stimulate the area?
Why do you need it stimulated if it's not sexual?
It's a little bit of both because some of it is sexual pleasure, and I think I did read a little bit in there to where it was dysfunction.
Mm. Yeah, erectile dysfunction.
Might help stimulate.
You're increasing blood flow.
Okay.
So think electric stem if you're injured.
No, I got you. I was just thinking when it comes to my perineum, I'm like, just leave it alone.
That's why cyclists sometimes have a difficult time in the bedroom.
I'll tell you what.
All the pressure from the seat.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh.
You know what, man? I might get one of those just to wear during the show.
Golly. Is that the next challenge?
Brother, yes. If we can't, I don't know what it does exactly. They can tell me what the effects are supposed to be, but I don't know what it does, but I'm going to hook this thing up.
Well,
it's on my gooch. I'm doing the show. And look, maybe it's distracting. Maybe it's awesome. Maybe it's relaxing. I don't know. But yeah, I say we do the perineum challenge.
She, Taryn, whenever she does that, the ride for MS.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, a couple days after that, man, her gooch is just wrecked from just sitting on that seat.
You have
to get off the seat when you ride. But it's hard to remember to do that all the time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter because if you're doing like what she does, 26, 50 miles.
50 miles,
whatever
man.
The deal is, man, you got to sit down every once in a while.
Right.
Are you in for the perineum challenge?
I'm looking at you. The thing about it is that the main focus of this particular patch was that it was an adhesive that didn't hurt to take off.
That is important,
because
that is a sensitive area.
Correct. So if we're doing this, we don't have this patch. So yes, it's going to be funny, and ha-ha, and then there's going to be screaming from the bathroom as we're taking it off.
Hey, man, I'm in.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that.
I'll do my headlines with it. We could do a game. Guess who's got it?
Who's wearing the zipper tickler?
The gazifit zapper. That was always my dad's term for it.
The gazipper?
The gazifit.
Gazifit?
Gazifit weren't there, your guts would fall out.
Yep. Jesus Christ. That is very fatherly thing to say.
A new study on the effects of using weighted vests found that it can promote bone health and weight loss, but only if you use it correctly.
How do you use it incorrectly?
That was kind of my question. I think it was one of those where it's like, yeah, it can help.
It can help, but also can compress your spine pretty well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's why people who rock, they have lower back problems and stuff like that, just based on the fact that you're putting all that weight and it's just pushing straight down, you know? into your hips.
It's also the new white girl fad.
I saw a comedian talking about this.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the new white girl fad?
Well, it's just the neighborhood's got to be that safe. Because it's a white woman already jogging at night. She added extra weight. So she doesn't mind. Like, that's how good of a neighborhood
it is. I'll slow myself down.
Yes.
What am I running from?
So if you got one and you jog, you're living okay.
That's right. Like the theory of, like, you see a white woman jogging during the day in your neighborhood. Good neighborhood. You see a bunch of grown adults just hanging out in your neighborhood during the day. Bad neighborhood.
Bad neighborhood, yeah.
Right, dudes. It's like, shouldn't they have jobs?
They should, yeah. Yeah, we should, yeah.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. And yet again, they are starting us off hard here for the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Because I give you guys a 5% success chance. Damn it, Ted. I never have to worry about you.
They got the zipper zapper, yeah.
This is an adverb brought to you by the letter E, and it is used as a synonym of very and means to a high degree. An E word, which is an adverb, and it's used as a synonym of very and means to a high degree. Anybody have any guesses?
Exceptional?
Exuberantly.
I don't.
Eminently.
Oh, all right.
Eminently. The thing is that when I read that, I was like, doesn't it mean like it's coming up? Like it's going to happen? No,
this is eminent.
Imminent.
But eminently.
With an I.
Oh.
Imminent versus eminent. The English language, kids.
They sound the same, but they're spelled. So this works better in written word.
Yes.
Why do we do that?
Because even they gave us a sentence for it. Yeah, let me say, I can find what the sentence is here that they gave us. Let's see. Our team came up with an eminently sensible plan to reduce waste.
Yeah, I would be confused by that.
And I feel like
I would interpret that wrong.
I feel like I've kind of heard that context, and it clicked weird in my brain, but I just let it go.
Yeah, you thought there was a sloppy way of saying it's awesome.
Right. A study has been conducted on why suppressing laughter at inappropriate times almost always yields the opposite of the desired effect.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And it's basically because you're not forcing the joke out. They said to think logically as you're trying to, if you really need to not laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I think as an adult, the last time I was in that situation, because most of the time I kind of don't care, it's fine. But there are certain situations you shouldn't. And it was my grandmother's funeral. Obviously, it's not funny. And sure. I was not feeling joyous in this particular occasion. However, she'd been going to the church for like 8,000 years, and so her friends that were still alive wanted to do some stuff, including this one woman who had to be 1 billion years old. She decided she was going to sing a hymn. And I don't think she ever could have sang. She certainly could not sing in her 90s, but she started belting out this tune, right? And it was just, it's so bad. Like, I didn't want to laugh, but it was so bad, and she was so into it, you know? Yeah. She had a feeling. And me and my brother, like, both of our shoulders are kind of shaking, because we're like, this is unbelievable. But then what made it really bad, my aunt was sitting in front of us, and she did one of those things. She turns around and looks at me and my brother, not angry, but with a look of like, what the F? And that made it worse. And now me and my brother, we're like dying. And this is my mother's mother. And now my mother's giving us the stink eye. She does not understand why we're laughing. My father gave me the look that says, I know exactly why you're laughing, but please don't, because don't make me laugh, because I got to live with your mom. It was bad. But by the time she was done singing, it wasn't really funny anymore, but we kind of saw the look of relief on everyone's face because we realized 90% of the people here were trying not to laugh.
When I was growing up, it was always my dad that was the enforcer, and it was my mom who kind of stated what the rules were, but she was never the hand. This one particular time when we were growing up, it was just my mom that was in the house. I don't remember what I had done, but you know, as a kid, when you do something that's bad, but it's funny in your brain, so you can't stop laughing, you get the church giggles, as it were.
Yeah.
I remember that my mom scolded me, she reprimanded me, and then she turned around to walk away, and I'm just thinking about how funny it is. I'm not trying to do this, but as she walks away, I go, as she's walking away, she whipped around and slapped me across the face. The only time my mom has ever put 5 fingers across my face, dude. I cried into my SpaghettiOs.
My son, when he gets really nervous, he kind of giggles.
Yeah.
I know this now. I don't know. And he does not get in trouble much. And he was maybe 6 years old. I don't remember what it was, but I kind of get up in his ass about something. Sure. Right? So he's, yeah. And you're getting enraged now. And so I stepped out of his bedroom for a second because I'm like, and I walked to my wife. I'm like, you're going to have to suck his ass out of the carpet with a wet back because I'm about to kill him. She's like, why? And I explained it. She goes, no, listen, that means he is terrified right now. I'm like, wait, but she goes, no, whatever you're saying. It carries gravitas. I'm like, well, he's kind of ruining it.
Right.
Like, I can't even take myself seriously because it keeps giggling.
Let's see here. A bar in New Jersey had a piece of decor stolen, and you won't believe what it was, Miles.
What was stolen there?
Tell all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast a gospel singer who you may not have heard of. He's a gospel singer and recording artist, nominated 8 times for the Grammy Awards. Unfortunately, he passed away yesterday at the age of 72. And Miles brought this story to me, knowing that I'm a big fan of music and whatever it might be. And this guy's his resume is actually pretty cool. So he died Tuesday of complications of kidney failure at a rehabilitation and nursing center in Sandy Spring, Maryland. Are you familiar with Sandy Spring? There's Silver Spring.
Yeah, I think Sandy Spring is kind of near Silver Spring in that area.
Okay, that would make sense. Not that anyone listening cares, but thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, his songs, keep in mind, they were performed and recorded over the years by people you may have heard of. Oh, I don't know. Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Destiny's Child, even Boys to Men. And Chaka Khan, she wrote on Facebook after his death, he opened up my whole world of gospel music. And again, that's from Chaka Khan. This guy carried a lot of weight. So he was a music pioneer in multiple ways at Howard University in Washington, where he graduated cum laude with a degree in music. He was a member of Howard's first gospel group, the Celestials, and he was also a founding member of the university's gospel choir. Anyway, he passed away yesterday at the age of 77. I love this guy's resume, but really we're toasting him because his name is Dick Smallwood. Mm. That is really what it comes down to. Had he had any other name, you ain't getting a toast today. Still an impressive resume, yeah. But
to Dick.
Dick Smallwood, yes indeed. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat, you party in our tummies.
Down the hole, bitchola. Okay, then. Let's get a contestant online for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.